Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. I want to ask you a question this morning. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Now pause for a moment and think about that question. What thoughts run through your mind as you pondered this question? Were your thoughts about yourself affirming, or were they critical? Friends, it is important to be realistic in how we view ourselves. Each of us has character flaws. Each of us has things we would like to improve about ourselves. But sadly, there are many Christians who have an almost destructive habit of criticizing themselves. For many, you can hear it in the way they put themselves down. For some, it's like a repetitive recording filled with derogatory, put-down type comments. Brethren, that type of ongoing, never-ending, self-criticizing, self-defacing talk is not healthy. Many people, many Christians, have personality types that set unrealistic standards and expectations for themselves. This type of thinking can lead believers into a feeling of failure and maybe even depression. Friends, now I first asked you how you see yourself. I would like to now ask you a more pertinent question. How does God see you? How does God see us? Simply put, God loves you and me. God is well aware that none of us is perfect. Far from it. In fact, He knew that we would never measure up to His righteous standards, so He did something about it. He sent Jesus. Jesus was perfect, and He met God the Father's standard of righteousness. Brethren, if we put our trust in Jesus and live in relationship with Him, we will experience the wonderful love that God has for us. We will then be able to see ourselves the way God sees us, through a lens of love and not of criticism. There is a powerful verse of Scripture in Romans 5:8 that demonstrates this wonderful truth about God. Quote, "But God demonstrates His love for us, His own love for us, in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Friends, Jesus Christ showed us, all of humanity, how much He loves us by laying down His life for us. Brethren, let us all be thankful that we can view ourselves realistically as God sees us, and that is as sinners saved by grace. And we can do so because of God's unconditional love for me and you. Amen.